Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Matt Velasquez has covered the Bucks for a long time. This is what I did with Jim Paschke. I had Jim Paschke on the other day, and I was like, man, it must suck to not be calling the finals. So I'll do the same with you, Matt. Matt, you leave, and then they go to the finals. That sucks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Milwaukee. Apparently, I was holding them down.
What the hell? Do you have any?
Yeah,
do you have any?
I
like,
realize this sooner.
Do you have FOMO?
Sometimes, I gotta say, it's pretty nice to be able to watch the games on my couch and like just enjoy them, and then when the game is over, not have to do any work. That is kind of a nice feeling. I could just sit there and rewatch that Giannis block like 47,000 times, and then not have to, actually do anything about it. That part is nice. I do enjoy that.
Yeah, that's why I say if you want to get into sports, radio is the way to go. Because if you're a writer and you're like into sports, and then it's like, cool, you're covering the Bucks. Well, as soon as that game ends, now you got to get your story out, but you got to get your interviews, and it's just, it's work, man. It's work. Well,
and there's certain things you miss during the game because, like, you got to have something written by the time the game is over. Like, it has to be, like, coherent and, like, good.
Yeah.
So, there are things you miss because, you have to be, like, pounding at the keyboard, during the game. And so, being able to fully just focus on the game and just kind of enjoy it, I have enjoyed that experience. But I do miss, the being in the arena, the feel of the fans. Like, I can't imagine how incredible it must have been, at Pfizer Forum, for those two games. Like that must have been insane. And just like that kind of vibe and energy, you definitely do miss that.
Yeah, I would say, though, this job, because in this job we can still go, but then we don't have to do anything. And then the next morning I can just read what you wrote and pass it off as my own.
There you go. It's a really good relationship that radio and print have. I'm sure it worked out great for everyone.
To go off that, it's actually a disaster. we're hated. Like Toby's producing the show now. He went to the game on Sunday. He didn't even do any work. I think he took like two pictures. We got him a credential just to watch the game.
I mean, I've been there back in 2013, 2014, my first year at the Journal Sentinel. There were games where they said, oh, go help Charles Gardner at the game. And I'm like, Charles, what do you need help with today? And some days it wasn't anything. And so I'm just at the game. Now, granted, that's not the NBA Finals. That was the worst Bucks season in maybe history. But, hey, like I was there just hanging out, watching what was going on.
What about this run has impressed you the most? Because you've covered this team. You know most of these guys, except for some of the new pieces, of course. But specifically, you've been there with Bud, and you've been there with Middleton, and you've been there with Giannis. One thing for me, and you can jump off of this, agree, disagree, or whatever, have something else. It seems like this team not only thrives off adversity, but they almost need it. The way they lose these game ones and they get themselves in a hole, and they had to climb back against the Hawks, which they did. They had to really crawl back against the Nets. I mean, they had to win a game 7 on the road. And even in this series, they give themselves a 2-0 spot to the Suns. And even in game 4, it looked like they were going to lose for most of that game. So to me, it's they're good at adversity, but they almost need the adversity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what was coming to mind as you started asking the question, just the resiliency of this team. Like, I've watched them you know, kind of coming into their own and not being able to, you know, beat the Celtics in a game seven in the first round, like in 2018. And then, you know, having that four straight losses to the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals where they just couldn't find, like, basically a secondary pitch. Like, they did what they did all year and didn't have any other go-tos, and they just kind of, like, you know, the Raptors figured them out and it was over. You know, and then obviously they had what happened in the bubble last year. You know, all these things, it seems like they've learned from all those experiences to figure out, okay, like, we've been down before, we've lost games before, we've lost series before. How do we, you know, give ourselves the best opportunity to win? Even if we don't win that first game or that second game or whatever, like, we know we have things in reserve that we can go to that we can change up and actually, you know, turn things around. And that happens on a series long level, and that's been happening on a game level where, you know, if things aren't working in the first half, I mean, you look at the offense, the defense, whatever you want to look at in a given half, it could be terrible. But then the second half, they can come out and they can find that you know, that adjustment, that change, flip that switch, you know, get Giannis going, get Middleton going, you know, something like that. And just out of nowhere, like, boom, they're winning games in the past. You look at it and you go, oh, they're not winning this one. And they're finding ways to do it.
Yeah, that game, game four, they don't win that game. That's the exact kind of game that they always lose. But they win that game. And, you know, the block, all that kind of stuff, the Pat shots, the Middleton shots, they have grown from everything that you've seen them go through. They have, you know, gotten better in many different ways. It feels like if somebody's writing a story, if this season is written, it feels like it's the Bucks story, I think, more than the Suns, but they still got to finish it off. They're led, of course, by, you know, somebody that misses you, was mad that you kind of Irish goodbye to him, Giannis. He shouted you out in a press conference earlier this year, but Giannis, he was like out for the year almost 2 weeks ago, and now he is what he is. Do you think he's taken another step up? Can you? Because I feel like since he's come back, this Giannis we're seeing in the finals is even better than the Giannis we saw against the Nets or the Hawks or whatever. Something happened to him mentally or whatever. I feel like he took another leap.
It's crazy because, like, I don't know. Like, we've been watching Giannis since 2013 and seeing all the leaps and bounds and all this stuff. And, like, every time you think that, like, he's at the top of the staircase, like, he just takes another step or, like, three steps. Like, he like, has that other gear. Like, we all know about his, like, insane competitiveness and his will to win and all that stuff. And, like, but to actually be able to channel that and translate that into just the performances he's had, especially in these finals, like, it's insane. Because, you know, especially on offense, everybody knows what he wants to do. Like, it's not like he's making a bunch of threes now. Like, in fact, I think his three-point percentage is even worse now than other series in the past, other times in the past. Like, he's not making them. So everybody knows where he's going, what he wants to do, and, like, every team knows what they want to do to stop him. And it just doesn't matter a lot of the time. Like, it's just mind-boggling that, like, he can still break your defense even when your defense is, like, perfectly set up to stop him. And so, you know, he just is not taking no for an answer. He's going to get where he wants to get. And until the Suns figure out a way to slow him down, like, the Bucks are going to be in a position to win every game, you know, going forward. Like, the Suns just don't have an answer for him. And the Bucks, you know, to their credit, in the past, when they haven't gotten enough supporting contributions outside of Giannis, they're getting those. Like, Chris Middleton has ascended, like, and gone up multiple steps. I already thought he was great. I mean, I think that I was one of the few people, you know, who would defend him and say, hey, like, that's him. You got to see him. That's pretty good. The best deal the Bucks could get, the best guy the Bucks could get in that situation. They needed to keep him. And I think he's making that contract worth every penny. Like, you know, Pat Connaughton is somebody who, you know, in past postseasons, maybe they couldn't have counted on as much. But, you know, he isn't perfect, but he shows up and he's doing some important things, you know, when they need him. You know, Drew Holiday he's been up and down offensively this whole postseason. But having a guy like him to guard Chris Paul and make Chris Paul, you know, frustrated and commit five turnovers. Not that Drew was the cause of all of them, but, like, just the running up and down the court and frustrating him and, you know, keeping him uneasy, like, that matters. You know, so, you know, I think the list kind of goes on. And to have that support help, you know, it's not just Giannis. And that's a huge thing to, unlocking more Giannis when teams have to respect other guys.
Catching up with Matt Velasquez, good buddy, formerly of the Journal Sentinel. You're watching the series play out like the rest of us. The Bucks go down 2-0. They tie things at 2. I think, I'm trying to figure out how much momentum is at play here. Because the Bucks had the momentum after game 4. When does that wear off? You've got a couple days off. You got a plane ride. You go back. As soon as they play again, it's going to be a rabid Phoenix fan base. I think that they're going to want to outdo what they just saw the Bucks do. You know, Phoenix was getting a lot of credit for being a very passionate fan base. And then now it's been all Milwaukee for a week, and they're going to want to outdo that. They're going to be very loud. So I think that in these kind of series, the momentum goes away and things reset and it's a new environment. One thing I do come back to, though, is that, man, the Suns had that game. And they could be up 3-1, and they could be playing for an NBA championship on their home court. I wonder how much of that stays with them. I don't know. How do you see this now playing out here? I know that we're all, Matt, Bucks and 6 could actually happen. What's your gut tell you?
Well, I mean, just looking at the series, I think that the momentum, especially with the days off that they have before game 5, like, I think it just kind of goes out the window. I think that, and it kind of works for both teams, right? We saw it with the Suns where, they had those 2 wins, they had all the momentum for Milwaukee, and then it kind of just dissipated. And then it shifted to the Bucks, and I think that dissipates going into game 5. I anticipate game 5 being kind of a knockdown, drag out, fight, because both teams know how absolutely critical, that game is for their chances. So I think that, the home crowd obviously will be a good thing for Phoenix, and it'll help them out. But no matter what happens, like in the first quarter, the Bucks can keep the momentum going and be up by 10 going into the second quarter. I don't think anybody, who follows the Bucks would feel like, okay, they got it now. It's like, no, there's no momentum. Every game is its own, just drama and craziness and world. The 2 wins in a row for the Bucks, that's good for them, but it's going to be a whole new series, best of 3, starting in game 5. I'm really hoping to be able to enjoy a crazy, close, iconic NBA Finals game. And game 6 and potentially game 7, whatever happens. I'm just excited to see, all the fun and craziness that happens, because if game 4 is any indication, the rest of the series could be great.
Yeah, this has been a very good series. People are starting to pay more attention to it as well. You used to cover the Bucks with the front row seat. You've moved to Indiana. Real family man, family decision. I applaud you for that. But you're back working. What is a quality editor? You're with Bleacher Report. What the hell do you do?
Yeah, no, I'm one of the people. I'm a team with a bunch of people who stories on Bleacher Report. They go through us before they get posted. We give them a real deep read, make sure they're accurate, truthful, stylistically correct, grammatically correct, all that stuff. So we're like the last line of defense. And so, that's what I do. I work regular hours, which is, as you know, working in sports journalism, regular hours are not normal. So being to work in regular hours and work remotely and be around for my kids, is awesome. So it's been great for me so far. I'm excited to be there. And like I said, it also gives me the chance to sit at home and watch the NBA playoffs and, enjoy that while not having to actually, right afterwards. I can read and edit what other people have written, but I don't have to do it, which is nice.
And then you're like, when you're working, you're working. When you're off, right? It's not, you think you're off, and then the Bucks make a trade that suddenly you have to cover, even though you and the family are at the zoo.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. We went to the zoo literally yesterday, and it was awesome, and I didn't have to do anything. And I didn't have to look at my phone a single time to worry that the work was going down. It's just so weird and liberating after all the years of writing and covering teams like I did, to be able to not look at my email at all outside of when I'm at work. I joined the ranks of people who do that, and I applaud them because that is a great life to not have hanging over you.
God, being a beat writer doesn't sound that fun.
I mean, We're talking about all the tough parts of it, you know. People always think about, oh, you have to travel and go try new foods and new restaurants and go to the games and talk to the players and all that stuff. And I remember a couple of years ago being at a restaurant in Toronto. And, of course, all that stuff is all well and good. Like, that's all great stuff. But I remember telling a waiter, you know, he's bringing me my food. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? I told him. And he was like, wow. Seems like right, like, at games, like, right when it happens. And, like, have it, like, be good, like, right away. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, that sounds like a really hard job. And I never felt more seen, like, in my life. Because, like, that's not anyone's reaction to, like, the beat reporter life. Usually it's like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. Do you know Giannis? Have you talked to this guy? Have you talked to that guy? You
can
be at this
game. You get me Giannis's autograph? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but just to have someone be like, hey, like, that job's hard. It's like, oh, man, like, thank you for saying that. Like, I appreciate you. Because, you know, it is hard. And, you know, how much do you like being in airports? Because I was in a lot of airports. You know, so the job itself was great for that time of my life, and now I'm happy with the job I got and kind of following along with the Bucks from a distance just like everybody else.
Well, it's good to get your perspective and to catch up. I'm glad things are well. We miss you. I miss you. I long for you, but I'm glad you're happy.
Bart, the feelings are mutual.
Thanks, Matt. Good to talk.
All right, we'll catch you later, buddy.
See you, buddy. Matt Velasquez joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good to catch up with him today. Again, used to cover the Bucks with the Journal Sentinel. Jim Ozarski now has that gig, is doing very well with it, and we love his coverage as well. Matt joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.